Okay, will you be satisfied with the rewards that you get? Now, I don't actually have a revelation from God on what rewards you will get. However, I do know this. Yes, you'll be satisfied, and there will be no danger of competition, envy, and resentment. What we do sometimes, and this is one of the things that really throws people on the doctrine of rewards, they go, oh my word, we've all got to be equal. Everything's got to be exactly the same for everybody in heaven, or it just wouldn't be right, it wouldn't be fair, and we'd all be envious of each other. Now what we're doing is we're projecting our sin natures onto an eternal state of heaven where our sin natures won't be there. We'll be there, but without sin. And so I think we will just praise God. You have in the book of Revelation people with crowns that are casting those crowns at the feet of the Lamb. Jesus ultimately receives the glory for the very rewards he grants to us. But that doesn't mean those rewards aren't good, that they're not important. If you doubt the importance of rewards, for instance, look at 1 Corinthians 3. 1 Corinthians 3, you have Paul talking about rewards. He says, verse 11 of 1 Corinthians 3, no one can lay any foundation other than one already laid, which is Jesus Christ. If any man builds on this foundation using gold, silver, costly stones, that's one group. That's one group of three, gold, silver, and costly stones. In my Bible, I put a parenthesis or brackets around those to group them. Gold, silver, costly stones. And then another group of three, wood, hay, or straw. And some translations say stubble. His work will be shown for what it is, because the day will bring it to light. What day? Well, the judgment day, the day of Christ's return, perhaps. But it will be revealed with fire, and the fire will test the quality of each man's work. If what he has built survives, he will receive his reward. If it is burned up, he will suffer loss. And you go, wow, suffer loss? These are talking about believers. A believer will suffer loss? Well, then it says he himself will be saved. So clearly it is a believer. There's no loss of salvation here. There is loss of reward. However, it says he himself will be saved, but only as one escaping through the flames. And clearly it regards loss of reward that we could have had we served Christ faithfully. It regards it as tragic. It regards it as a true loss of something we could have had that would have been not simply for our good, but to the glory of God. But does that mean that once in heaven, we would spend the rest of our lives in heaven looking back in regret and overwhelmed with grief and all of that? No, I don't think so. Could there be initial grief at the judgment seat of Christ? I think so, definitely. You have a book a verse in 1 John that talks about we do not want to be among those who shrink away in shame from him at his coming. And it's clear in the context, he is more than implying, it's very clear, that some believers will shrink away in shame because of the way that they've been living and not glorifying Christ and choosing to go their own way and living in sin. Reward is something which we should look forward to. God puts it in his word, motivates us by it, but we need not fear that we will be envious of each other or we will be sorrowful and resentful. You know what? It will be a privilege for me to serve under those who have been faithful to the Lord. It will be something that I will treasure.